And with that, that takes us to the 2 p.m. Central time frame. It is time for our open forum section. And with this, I will hand it over to our staff attorney, Nick Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a reminder to those who are present here in person and those present online, during this portion, the open forum, you will be allotted 3 minutes in which to address the commission about whatever topic it is you choose. At that point, I will let you know that your time has expired and you'll need to wrap up your comments. I will start first with those who have signed in. We have Julie Anderson.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Julie.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City. In regards to the current mountain line proposal, I object to it for the following reasons. It allows unlimited number of qualified lions to be killed year-round outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. This allows the mountain lion population numbers to be lowered without the consequence of a kill quota. In other words, hunting on the prairie contains no checks or balances for the number of total lions killed. Hound hunting on the prairie is especially cruel, specifically because lions are not built for long distance running, and along with lack of trees, physical confrontations between dog packs and lions are much more likely. And despite assurances from hound hunters, this will not occur. No one can predict the behavior of a wild animal fighting for its life with no place to escape. Hound hunting should not be allowed on public land, as the majority of people in this state object to hound hunting, yet to use the land for what most people consider unacceptable is granted to a very small special interest group. The R3 recruitment criteria number 2 listed for the proposal is, does the regulation increase the opportunity for new and existing users? Not for hikers, photographers, and wildlife watchers. This would include tourists as residents. Most importantly, the newest proposal is dooming the mountain lion to a life on the run, with no safe havens or corridors to migrate and live free in the wild. More development, more complaints, more hunters demanding their kills, vehicle collisions, population self-regulation, and allowing hunting in Custer State Park, where healthy, non-problem animals are prized due to their size, will continue to keep these animals constantly fleeing for their lives. Except for mothers and their young, they have a target on their back, and with some kills registered at 30 pounds and less, even this is questionable. This proposal is nothing short of giving hound hunters an opportunity to kill more lions without upsetting boot hunters in the Black Hills. It has no basis in biology. In fact, it states in the proposal that it will likely affect the mountain lion population. It also has the objections of the majority of citizens against hound hunting. It is purely to appease two special interest groups, and for these reasons, I ask that this proposal be scrapped today and not be allowed to proceed any further. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Nancy Hilde.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead whenever you're ready, Nancy.
Okay, so I'm going to comment on two things, Nest Predator Bounty and Mountain Lions. I'm Nancy Hilding. I'm commenting for Prairie Hills Audubon Society. And let me know when I'm at a minute left. Okay, number one, Nest Predator Bounty Program. Christy Noem is having a confirmation hearing for Homeland Security Secretary on January 15th in some committee in D.C., it is my understanding from talking to lots of people, the reason that we have had the Nest Predator Bounty Program since 2019 is because Christy Noem wants it, and she's very adamant about this. and that we would never get rid of the Nez Perce Bounty Program until Christine Ohm left. Now, Christine Ohm may be leaving for Washington, D.C. in February or March or January, and Larry Roden will be governor. So I would hope that in an appropriate, timely manner, Game Fish and Parks will reconsider their four-year resolution that they passed, I think, 2 years ago. It's good for this year and the next year. And do away with the Nez Perce Bounty Program, which is appropriating $500,000 every year, which is not a cost-effective use of that $500,000. If you wanted to help pheasants, doing habitat improvements would be much better, especially as you get matching funds from the feds. And it's very questionable science whether nest predator killing works at all, even when you do it in a focused area. The science is not there. The thing doesn't work for pheasants. And, you know, you're trying to promote trapping, but you've been doing this since 2019 at a huge, I mean, I haven't added up the millions. And I'm just hoping that with Larry Roden as governor instead of Christine Ohm, we can reconsider our future expenditures on
you
the Nez Perce Bounty Program. Am I at a minute now?
Yes.
Okay, so real quick, you guys have heard me talk about mountain lions endlessly. I am opposed, we, Prairie Hills Audubon, is opposed to this new regulation. We think that the populations on the tribal communities of mountain lions, which they want to keep, need to be kept going, and you need conductivity from the Black Hills to the small populations in Nebraska and on the southern reservations, and Cheyenne River may have a resident population without breeding, that there are many more boot hunters than there are hound hunters. They're not that many. And when you look at their take from Custer State Park, plus their take from the Prairie Unit, and compare that to the boot hunters' take in the Black Hills, a small group of people, I think it's like 100, are getting a lot of lions in disproportion to their percent of the hunters. Is my time up?
Yes.
Yeah, we just oppose this, and, you know, we'll comment more. If you move it forward to finalization, we'll comment more on it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Bill Wakerly. Excuse me, Bill Wakerly. My apologies.
Welcome.
For you, Bill.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. Well, I hope you all had a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. I was blessed with my fourth great granddaughter on Christmas Eve, so I had a good holiday. The Walleye Coalition has been monitoring the fishing activities on Lake Oahe throughout 2024 and have documented increased fishing activity all along the reservoir, which is a very positive sign. The resorts, the private campgrounds, and outfitters have all experienced an increase in activity. So the fish are very healthy, and most of that, we believe, can be directly accountable to the introduction of gizzard shad, which has made a remarkable difference in the health of those fish and reported by the fishermen as they clean those fish what is inside them. And the gizzard shad is very high in protein. It's been very, very effective, so you need to pat your fisheries staff on the back, for that is a very good program. A large increase in trophy walleye catches have been documented up and down the river as well. Most notably in the center around the Swan Creek area, where I happen to live in Akaska. This area has been holding large schools of bait fish, and therefore holding large trophy fish in that area. And I think later in a presentation, maybe down the line, you'll see some pictures of them. I've shown you some of them, of the large walleye. It used to be if you caught an 8-pound walleye, it was a big fish. Now they put them back. So it's very interesting. Although we've seen an increase in the health of the fish and larger numbers of trophy fish, we still are far short of the numbers of walleye required to provide a fishery experience for the young family that comes and camps, doesn't have a big boat, and would like to go down a shore and catch a limit of walleye for supper. So we still need numbers. Continued stocking of large numbers of walleye and gizzard shad will be required to bring the walleye numbers to an acceptable level. The RAS hatchery system and a gizzard shad rearing facility will help us to ensure a lasting fishery in Lake Oahe and other fisheries as well. We recommend that a broodstock program be implemented to help ensure a reliable walleye egg supply. Because without the walleye eggs, of course, our stocking program will not be successful. Our business community, campgrounds, and fishermen appreciate the hard work and the commitment of the commission, the secretary, and all of the fishery staff and the management of game, fish, and parks. We've come a long way since September of 2022 when we started to get involved with this. And it's because of your intensification and interest and dedication to this that's made it successful.
Average 3 minutes, sir.
We ask the commission and the secretary to continue to fund the needs as outlined and requested by their staff. And thank you very much for all you've done to date.
Thank you. Those are all the sheets I have. Is there anyone here present in person who wishes to address the commission? Seeing no one, is there anyone present virtually who wishes to address the commission? You can raise your hand. Seeing no one there, Madam Chair, we can end the open forum portion of this meeting. My understanding, we do have someone, Dion Endringer, Mr. Endringer, we will move to your petition here next, at which point you'll have an opportunity to address the commission.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. And thanks to everybody who came forth to share information with the commission. We do appreciate that.